Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Oh, help me sing.
You are the
center of my joy. Man, amen. Beautiful song. Glad to be in attendance with you once again. So glad that God allowed us to come together one more time. Elders used to say, glad to be in the service. Just one more time. Many times you take waking up for granted, clothes in our right mind, able to dress ourselves, have a portion of reasonable health and strength. Oh, praise the Lord. But I don't want to take that for granted. I want to tell him, thank you for what you've done for me. One of the things you've done is set us free. Set us free. Hallelujah. Then he went a little further. Some have a testimony, set them free. Some have a testimony, he healed me. Hallelujah. Even from a world of sin, some of them have the testimony, they have salvation. Hallelujah. They've been saved from the very effects of evil. Some have that testimony. Some have the testimony that, Lord, when I didn't see a way, you made a way. Praise the Lord. But we all can testify to the fact that he is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endure. We all have that testimony. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're open the lines up. If anybody have a testimony, want to tell of his goodness, if anybody out there want to say, Lord, I just thank you for another day. Here's your chance. Praise the Lord. If you don't know how to get in, you can push the one button. We'll give you a chance to do that right now. But I understand some may be driving, some might not be able to. Some may have a lot of noise. Praise the Lord, but we understand. God bless you. Good morning, Brother D. You over?
Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning. As always, we want to first give honor to God, who is true and the head of our lives. My brother says that anyone that have a testimony, the some may get tired of hearing your testimony, real. Some may have something that they want to say. But I can always say God been good to me. And God is still being good. I just thank him this morning for allowing me not only to wake up early, and then find that my family is all well. Haven't had a call this morning saying anyone has left here. That's a blessing within itself. Finding that you're still here. So when Rev asks, is there anyone have a testimony, the phone should be ringing off the hook. If you can't say nothing else, you can say, thank you, Jesus, for just being God. You can say, thank you, Jesus, for just waking me this morning. Didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad that he did. You know, God is good to us. I just ask that you continue to keep me and my family in prayer as I do the same for you and yours. That the Lord continue to add blessing upon blessing to us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. It's always good to tell him thank you, which reminds me of the 10 lepers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He just couldn't go without it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's
thank
it.
Jesus.
Yes, sir. So when he bless you, but then when you go back, like one of the 10 lepers did, you know, they were being obedient because Jesus told them to go show you.
Told them don't come back. Told them to go
straight. Yes, sir. But one.
Lord, I know what you're saying, but I just couldn't do it.
Yes, sir.
I had to tell you,
I know
thank you.
But I just have to go back and tell you, thank you. And Jesus asked the question, we're not there yet. Then, what other nine?
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And the thing about that, what was so beautiful, he turned around.
He turned around. she
that's
did.
A form of repentance, ain't it?
Yes,
he turned around.
That's it. He turned around.
He was going one direction, but he decided
he
to go another direction, though he was being obedient. But God turned him around. Because he seen hallelujah. He seen the effects. He noticed something. And see, that's why it's so important that we tell God, thank him. Hallelujah.
God will start to do something.
He'll start to do something for you. Oh, hallelujah. Just like every man, woman, boy, girl is born with a measure of faith, hope, love. They're born with a measure of it. But when you start to build on that and when you start to take a little what God has given you, he'll turn it into a lot. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he'll bless your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And just like that leper that was blessed physically, God went on and blessed him spiritually. And when you're blessed spiritually, then you're made whole.
Yes, he did.
You're made whole. So we will see in this lesson today how God is still healing. Hallelujah. He's still healing.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Though we're reading of past history, but God is a God of the past, the present, and even
the future.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing we have to do is just trust in him. Amen.
Trust in it.
We're still in that fifth chapter. We're going to continue on and ride on this till we finish it up. But yesterday
Come
we talked about the demonic being healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about a woman that was healed. Oh, hallelujah. See, I'm trying to let somebody know that all sickness is not unto death. You can be healed. Hallelujah. Whether it's in your body or even in your spirit. Sometimes you can allow that spirit, man, he can starve so much that he feels like he's dead. Hallelujah. But we're going to try to give him some little nourishment as much as we can, but when we remind people of what God has already done, hallelujah, it'll set them up. It will set them up to be in to take notice of what God will and can do. Hallelujah! Not only that He will do it, but He wants to do it.
He wants to do it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
He wants to bless us.
He wants to set us up for success.
But see, one thing he have to do, he have to change. Hallelujah. He have to remove the thing that hinders us. And sometimes, Brother D, we don't want to let it go. But he
don't
want to
let go.
Remove those things. We have to trust him.
We got
to know that he knows the way to each and every one of our situations. Hallelujah.
That's why.
Before you call,
he already knows. Yes, sir.
But he's trying to line you up. He's trying to line you up and set you up. So when he have lined you up and set you up and you're on the straight and now he already do it because he knows what you want. He knows your thoughts. He knows your needs. He knows your desires.
Yes,
he knows what would be helpful for that spiritual man. Hallelujah. God bless. Mark the fifth chapter, starting with that 21st verse. As we go to God in prayer, we just want to tell him, thank you. He's already blessed us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's already blessed us. Hallelujah. We done already had a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. We already had a song. We finna have prayer. We didn't already had a testimony to just wake up and tell God, thank you, that's a blessing within itself. Let you know God is still keeping us. He's still carrying us through the adversary would desire to sift us like wheat, but God is there still as our protection, still as our shield, as our buckler, as our provider. Hallelujah. He's still there. He's still there holding us. He's still there keeping us. He's still there, though, and it's not because of our goodness, but it's because of his grace, because if we would lean upon our goodness, we know where we would be. We would have been in hell a long time ago.
We've been here a long time ago, yes, sir.
But the scripture tells you, our best, even before him, our best,
yes,
when we think we're at our
yes,
best,
sir.
Still not good enough. It's filthy rags before him. That's why we need him. We need him to lean upon him, depend on him. We need his blood to cover us and keep us. We need, oh, hallelujah, we need his blood for redemption's sake. We need his blood. Hallelujah, we need his blood. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come just to thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your help. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit that we feel right now, Father God. Go before us, Father God. Let your word have a free course. And we thank you, Father, for this word that you've given us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the ways you have already made. Lord, we just want to tell you, thank you for last night lying down in this early morning, arising. We're so thankful that the bed that we lay at the home was not our cooling board. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. The sheets that was not our whining sheets, Father, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. But as we laid last night in the image of a dead man, you looked upon us, Father God, and you spoke unto us when you dispatched that angel of love and it touched us and gave us new life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Now we ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. This day, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. A woman healed. A woman healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a little recap. We spoke upon Monday. Hallelujah. 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 We spoke upon Monday, hallelujah, about his peace, hallelujah, and when he speak about his peace, how it affects even the atmosphere, even the wind, hallelujah, even Mother Nature, as some call them, hallelujah, and then on Tuesday, we spoke about his peace again, because let not your heart be troubled. And in the latter part of that, we spoke about his comfort and his peace that he will leave with you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not only will give you his peace, he will do something for you, even the demonic, the deranged, the one that feel like you're so far away from the Lord. You can't be no more demonic than the man that was full of legions. But God still had a blessing for him. Still had a blessing for him. So I know that if his eye is on the sparrow, I know, hallelujah, he watches over me. I know I'm important to him. Hallelujah. So don't let his heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Oh, hallelujah. He'll bless even, he will even bless our mess. And when we get our own step into mess, God will bless us. And even when we're in situations, hallelujah, that even not our fault and things have overcome us, God is still not to us, but he wants us to reach out to him and ask him for help and for strength, ask him to help us along the way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So in this, even today, we want to encourage you that God still is a healer. Still is a healer. Hallelujah. And he still is a deliverer. Praise the Lord. In verse 21 in the fifth chapter of Mark, reads this way, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people they gathered unto him. He was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Oh, hallelujah. Stop right there. Hallelujah. When you ask, hallelujah, in faith, hallelujah, your prayer is already answered. Hallelujah. When you ask in faith, see, he asked, his daughter was lying at the point of death, man. And he said, I pray if you come and lay your hands on her. See, faith is a substance, you know, it's a substance of being hopeful. You have hope, but in that, in your hope and your trust in God, if you feel like, if God, if I can get you, just speak the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why this broadcast is a success, because people, they come expecting and hoping to receive from God. They come in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's why God bless whomever speak, because we all coming in faith, hoping and expecting for God to do something. So it is with this man here. He came hoping and expecting for God. Hallelujah. He said, I pray thee, and if you just come and lay thy hands upon her, that she might be healed and she shall live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She shall live. She shall live. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus went him, and much people followed him and thronged him, and a certain woman. See, while God was on the way, hallelujah, we'll go on the way to bless someone. Hallelujah. Someone else has some faith along the way. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, faith is a necessity. Faith is important. And then you mix faith with prayer. When you go down on your knees, or whether even if you're not on your knees, but if your heart is right, if your heart is in humble submission, now we go down on our knees to show a symbolization of being humble before the throne of grace. But you can be humble sitting in your seat and with your mind on the Lord. And Lord, these are my petitions I'm raising up to you. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. When you go humble before him, he will not turn your way. But and especially if it's in his will, hallelujah, if it's in his will to do it. And the best place to start off is, God, give me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me a clean heart. And Jesus, while he was on his way, a bunch of people, they followed him, they was pressing up on him. Hallelujah. So much and so, and it was a certain woman that had an issue of blood, and for 12 years. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in the law, hallelujah, when you have of a blood flow, some call it a lasting menstruation, is when a woman would pass blood through her from her uterus out on as she prepared monthly for to conceive. Hallelujah. And blood is built up, and after that, every day, you know, every month, rather, there is a passing. But this lasted for 12 years. It would not dry up. And the thing about it, the law was, you was to be separated. Hallelujah. You was looked upon as unclean. But oh, hallelujah. But God can do what he wants to when he want to do it, and have mercy on whom he will have mercy upon. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but it was worse. See, when you go looking, hallelujah, when you go looking, depending upon man, sometimes God is only have things set up for his glory, hallelujah. But when we go looking somewhere else, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we go looking someone else instead of first praying, and Lord, have mercy upon me, lead me and guide me. And God can help you even in your money spending. If you praying and asking him, how should I spend this or that, he'll help you with your bills. See, he wants to help you. He
yes,
wants to
he
set you up for success, so you don't have to. You don't have to.
Yes,
suffer.
He do. Yes, he do.
You don't have to suffer many things, but he suffered many things at the hand of position. Sometimes people just want to get what they can get from you and take what they can take from you. They don't even have your best interests in mind. They look at it evil.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah! But God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you the knowledge to even where to even spend your money. This is how much God cares about you. This is how much he has. He loves you and he adores you. Hallelujah. And how he wants to bless you and help you even in your mind, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And he's been all. Thank you, Lord. That no results. And matter of fact, it even was worse. Hallelujah. But when she had heard of Jesus, and the only way she could hear about Jesus, somebody had to be talking. That's why it's important for us. We got to talk it up. Somebody's been talking. Somebody's been telling of his goodness. So, oh, hallelujah. Somebody's been telling. Somebody's been saying, brother, him good.
Somebody said,
I know a man. Hallelujah. I know a man. That if I lay down on this side, he'll raise me up, whether it be on this side or whether it be in glory. I'm going to be risen either way because I lean on him. I trust in him. I depend upon him.
Come on now.
He heard of Jesus. And he came in. Oh, hallelujah. And the press. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. She came. She went beyond. Hallelujah. How, let me ask you this. Far will you go to get to Jesus?
Get to Jesus. Come on.
How far will you go to get to him? What obstacles? For the crowd, there was so much thrown at him and pressing him that he still did not let that stop her, but she went on through to get to him. And how much would we sacrifice? How much will we go through that we may get to Jesus? How much will we put off so we can put on? How much will we push aside so we can press through? When Jesus had heard of hallelujah, when she had heard of Jesus, he came, in the press behind him and touched his garment. My Lord.
Yes, things change when
this
you're the presence of the Lord.
This wasn't no ordinary touch. Some faith behind this touch.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. That was some anointing behind this touch. Hallelujah. That was a loss of virtue behind this touch. Hallelujah. That was expectation behind this touch. Hallelujah. Sometimes only thing we need is just a touch. Hallelujah. But she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. Now look
made
at this.
Come on now.
Look at this. What she said, if I may touch, but it's closed.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus said,
if you come and lay your hand, look at this face. If you come and lay your hand, hallelujah, she may be healed and she shall live. That was some faith. That was hope. That was expectation.
That
wasn't looking. She was lying at the point of death, but she was not dead. But that was some hope. If Jesus just come by.
If I ask him
and if he just come by, we need to have that kind of faith even right now, even this day. If I can just get to the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring him on the board, even in my situation, and have the faith, that he's able.
he's still struggling with belief.
Yes, you know, that's why they don't use that tool that he gave us, which is prayer. Hallelujah. Power in it when you go in faith. Prayer has power. God is still healing. He's still delivering.
He's still setting the captive free.
He's still doing
it. Thank you, Jesus.
Even this day, he's still doing it. But she had the faith. And do we have the faith? Well, she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Hallelujah. And straightway the the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body, hallelujah, that she was healed of the plague. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you.
Yes,
Jesus immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out. See, that was many people pushed upon him. Many people touched him. But somebody touched him in faith.
Touched him. Somebody touched him.
Many asked for prayer. But some people, hallelujah, some people believe before they ask. Some people, hallelujah.
I've already asked.
Immediately knowing himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?
Who touched me? Yes, sir. Who did it? Come on, Ray. Come on now.
See, you don't realize he was humbled in adoration. She was humble before the Lord, and she didn't want to disturb anything, but she just went to that hem of the garment, hallelujah, Lord's heart, hallelujah, and she just barely trusted. Hallelujah. She didn't, and the disciples, they didn't understand it as of yet, and his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thrown in thee, and said, thou touch me?"
Touch me?
He looked around about to see. But she was having fear and trembling at this time because she knew, hallelujah, she knew she wasn't supposed to touch the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Because of her infirmity, because she was supposed to be separated. But because of circumstance and what she was going through, her faith rose above understanding.
Come on, I tell it.
Her faith rose above the situation. Yes, hallelujah. Her faith. Oh, hallelujah. It was evidence, hallelujah. Listen. Your faith have to take your word. Understand and just can't understand.
Just don't understand. Look at the finished product.
That's where your faith have to take him. Hallelujah. And it told him all the truth. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Oh, hallelujah. You have to be truthful with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in that, in her faith, you were made whole because of the faith that she had. She felt like if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could hope and expect, hallelujah, just like God was. He felt like if his daughter was at the point of death, but he felt like if the Lord came and just touched, if he just laid his hand, how much better would we be if we just realized, if we just ask in faith, not wavering, not doubting, just believe, I know the Lord. Hallelujah. I know him. We are. Hallelujah. It's not a question of can he do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Hallelujah. But the only thing, we are just waiting, hoping, and expecting. Hallelujah. It's only a question of when he will.
Yes,
hallelujah. But he'll move it this time. Thank you, Lord. And he said unto her, Jesus said unto her daughter, Thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague. Hallelujah. Put me in remembrance of before we started. Hallelujah. One went back to say thank you.
One went back to say thank you.
Before we started, one went back to say thank you. And here is one here that pressed through the crowd, hallelujah, hoping and expecting, if I could just get close to the Lord. When some of us need to get close to the Lord that we may
close to the Lord.
Some of us in our thoughts are so far from him, but if we just get close
come
to
on
him,
now.
We can touch him.
Yes, sir, just
hallelujah.
Get close
we
to
can touch him. We can
that's
touch
it.
Him and
that's
be
it.
Made whole, as he said.
That's it.
Hallelujah. He
that's
said,
it.
Well, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Oh, hallelujah. There's that peace again. There's that peace again. Hallelujah. That peace, it surpasses all understanding, that peace. Hallelujah. That peace will help that troubled heart, that peace. After you've been delivered, come on, demonic man, that peace.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Peace of God.
Yes, sir.
After it, he has pulled things out of you, then you can have peace in your heart. Hallelujah. That peace. That peace. There it is again. That peace. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. That peace of God. Peace of God will keep you. Hallelujah. Peace of God will govern you. Peace of God will lead you. That peace. That peace. While he yet speaks, that came from the ruler of the synagogue, how certain, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubles thou the master any further? Listen. But as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, but only what?
Believe.
Hallelujah. 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 Be not afraid, but only believe. Only believe. You ask this of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I told you, you cannot look at the situation or the circumstance. You cannot look at her. If you ask God for something, believe that he'll do it. They got the word that he has passed. They got the, and they don't bother Jesus. They don't bother to help him. Not oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. Hallelujah. Those that was going to have faith. Hallelujah. Those that was going to look beyond the information that they got, but only believe in the Lord. You got to look beyond that blessing that you're waiting on, that blessing that you hope for. You got to look and trust God regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the information you get upon it. You cannot look at that. Remember, I told you about that faith. Faith is the suffering of things hoped for. See, the evidence is the situation. The evidence was that she did.
Hallelujah.
The evidence was you don't have to even talk to the Lord no more.
But
what did the master say? He said, be not afraid, only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah. Be not afraid, only believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. Hey, let's read on. Let's read on. And he comes
come
to
on
the
now.
House of the ruler of the synagogue and see the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. Hallelujah. But they wailed because they had no hope. Hallelujah. They wailed because they looked at the situation. They wailed because they hurt in their heart, loss of a loved one. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? And the damsel is not dead, but sleeping. Hallelujah. They're looking at the situation and they're not believing.
They laughed at it.
That's why it was easy for them to laugh at him. But when he had put them all out, talking to the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying. Hallelujah. One thing I like about it. Situation don't mean nothing to the Lord. Well, hey, he can do what he wants to do. And he took the damsel to by the hand and said unto her, Talitha, which is being interpreted in damsel. I say unto thee, arise. Oh, hallelujah.
Right. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And look what happened. Yes, and when, and straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years.
2 years.
And they were anointed with a great anointing. Hallelujah. It was, she was 12, Brother D. The woman with the issue of blood, it was what?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look how it
worked. Yes,
look how it worked. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Look how happened. What great blessing you'll get if you wait on the Lord. And they were anointed with a great anointment.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. And he caused them that no man should know it and command it, that something should be given to her to eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one thing I like about it, there must have been some talking about.
Yes, sir.
The goodness of the Lord for some to have this kind of faith here. Hallelujah. See, the ruler had faith. He felt like if the Lord just come by and lay his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come hoping and expecting to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. You're opening up yourself for blessings when you feel within your heart God will do it. Hey, hallelujah. When you feel in your heart that God will do it, hallelujah. The battle's almost won. Before you call, hallelujah.
He's already answered.
And while you're yet speaking,
I've already heard. You heard it. You know what you're going to say when you see it.
Because you have
the
faith.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
thank
faith.
The Lord. A woman
that's
healed.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Faith.
A woman healed.
And a daughter of
a woman healed. And even the daughter of Jairus.
Yes, sir.
His raised. Hallelujah. A woman healed. A daughter delivered. A daughter brought back from the dead. Hey. Hallelujah. God bless you.
It says she was dead. Yes, it says she was dead.
That's what I had for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God. But I love it. Because in that, you see peace again. Jesus told me. Daughter, go in peace. Oh, hallelujah. Because the faith that you had, hallelujah, you allowed your faith to take you beyond what the law said. But your faith, hallelujah, your faith, will make you whole. Your belief, Jesus told him, though, he got the message, the information that he was dead. He said, don't worry about that. Only believe. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. You need to hope in the Lord and watch things change for you. beyond the situation, continue to hope, trust, and depend on God. God bless you. God, keep you as our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I see a Martha sitting in us. Another blessing. Hallelujah. Yes. Another blessing written on our hearts. Yes. Written on our hearts, it says then. When God's word is hidden in our hearts, his ways will become our ways. I know you're right. Hallelujah. Yes. May our faith be real. May our faith be real in our community, commitment, truth, so we can love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. When written on our hearts, hallelujah. When you allow this word of God that we teach and we preach to you. We allow it to get in that heart. You find yourself longing for it. You find yourself wanting to hear more of it. You find yourself wanting to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. You find yourself with repairing your relationship with the Lord and with others. You'll find yourself wanting to be in love. In love,
yes,
with the Lord, yes, and in love with this Christian family that God will give us to you, and it will grow it, and it will grow it, and you will you'll get that peace that we've been telling you about all week. That peace. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 With that, be one. You open, Brother D. Like to say, whatever. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Behind that riff, said Brother D. Yoke. The only thing Brother D can tell you behind that is a benediction. That's the only thing Brother D can tell you. Because you're true.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says it's all done by faith. And Riff has just given us a perfect illustration of what faith would do for you, sisters and brothers. She had an issue of blood for 12 long years, but she never gave up. And Real put emphasis on I like the way he gets to certain parts. He put very, very emphasis on certain parts. He says she pushed her way through.
Mm-hmm.
I would say she pressed behind. Real put emphasis on the fact that she just touched his garment. See, she didn't touch him. She just touched his garment.
That's right.
I like to be real. We don't want to further. Real said that Jesus said something to her about that. She touched him. Look at who touched me. Now, you know, it's got to be something about this man. When a crowd of people is around you, but you can say, who touched me?
Yes, sir.
I know myself. If we was to go to the mall right now, and it's crowded, or go to a grocery or something, and someone touch you, you certainly not know who done it. The eyes are full. You don't have a clue. All you know is you got bumped. But Jesus said,
thank
who touched
Lord.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
It was a special touch. It wasn't just any kind of touch. He said, who touched
That's
me?
That's right.
And yeah, I love the fact that he told, look here, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go
That's
in
right.
peace.
Thank you.
And behold of that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rev went a little further with it. Rev went a little further with it. Rev gave you one. They came and said, Master, our daughter's dead. But Jesus did something. And Jesus said, she's not dead. He said, she's just sleeping.
She's just waiting for
him to come show another miracle. God
That's
is so
right.
good to us. God is so merciful to us. God
thank
is
you,
so
Lord.
Kind to us. We should wake up in the morning telling God thank you. I love the way Real put emphasis on be not afraid, only believe. And as sister and brother, that's
only
it right there. You have something that you have no reason to be afraid. For you know a man called Jesus. Real, when you know a man called Jesus, you have no reason to be afraid.
That's
just
true.
Only believe.
Only
thank
believe.
You. I have enjoyed the word again. We're coming down to the closing of another week. And Ralph has preached hard all week long. I ask the Lord to continue to bless him, continue to keep him in perfect peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Truly, we thank God today for how he has blessed us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you who faithfully call in with your prayers and some with their comments and some with the text. We thank God for all your praying and your turning aside that we just may sit down and we reason in his word. Truly, it's a blessing. And we thank you. We ask you continue to pray for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That what God will continue to show up and help us as we gather in his name. I want to tell you all that we love you. We love you. We pray God's blessings upon you continuously. Hallelujah. We pray him to continue to keep us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And hold us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So without further ado, hallelujah.
Yes,
you continue to keep us in prayer that God say the same, we'll meet again on tomorrow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We'll meet again and tell of his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll meet again to sit at his feet and be blessed.
Yes, and be blessed. And be blessed.
Yes.
And be
yes,
blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Be blessed.
See, when you sing a song, going where the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest.
Be at rest.
All the saints of the ages.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Will sit at his feet and be blessed. And one great thing about the Christians, what we can do that even now. Hallelujah.
Right
even
now.
Now.
Right
as
now.
As we gather in the name of Jesus and being on one accord. God will come
yes,
in
yes,
and
yes,
he'll
yes.
bless us. He'll touch us. He'll regulate that mind for us. The sun will be better from whence they came. Some will have a peace of mind when they leave. And don't mess around and tell him thank you.
That's it.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's
you
it.
Turn around when you tell him thank you.
Tell
come
him
on.
Thank
the,
you.
That,
tell
that,
him
that
thank
was
you.
10 lepers.
Yes,
the one turned around
what?
And told him thank
what?
You. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came and asked
yes,
in faith, the Lord, if you just came by and lay your hand. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
And
we all
it.
Came in faith. And we came
that's
in faith.
It.
We picked up the phone and called in, expecting to hear from
yes,
the Lord.
It.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We came in
yes,
faith. And when you go in faith, hallelujah. Again, I love this faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Oh, hallelujah. But God will let you see something. Through a dream or a vision, God will let you see something. Hallelujah. Through a whisper. Even through a whisper, God will let you. Oh, hallelujah. God will let you. God will let you. I know. He'll give you evidence that he's near, that he's around. You may not have a dream. You may not have a vision, but somebody may come tell you the Lord is good. And you, when you, and then when you believe on that, he'll show you that that you heard. It's true. It's true. God bless you. Hallelujah. God keep you. Is our
prayer.
Yes, sir.
If anyone that don't believe it's true, all they got to do is listen to what my pastor just said this morning and take verse 36 and mix it in with verse 28. He'll show you it's true.
Come on now.
For she
yes,
said,
sir.
If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She knew
right.
she would be whole. And Jesus turned around and told her, be not afraid. In other words, don't be afraid to touch me. Only believe.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to
yes,
call
sir.
Up on me. Only believe. It's right there. It's right there.
That's
right
it.
There in the
that's
word.
It.
Right there in the
right
word.
Right there.
Only believe.
Yes, sir.
Just don't be afraid. Call up on me.
Thank you, Lord.
While he yet to
yes.
be found. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Only believe. All
only
things are possible if you
yes,
only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Yes, Lord, only believe. Thank you, Lord. Only believe.
Thank
all
you.
Things
only
are possible.
Believe.
When we only believe. Hallelujah.
Just believe.
Thank you. We praise God. Praise God. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. For yet another day he has blessed us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God
yes.
in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come, Lord, to say thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, even for your grace, Lord. We thank you. We pray, Father God, that we never take your mercy and your grace for granted. But Father, help us, Father, as we attempt to continue to try to do the will, Father God. You know where the pitfalls are, Father God. Bless us to be wise. Hallelujah. Order our steps. Bless us. Step where we need to step. Walk how we need to walk, Father God. We lift, Father God, some, Father God, have a need of thee. We ask you to take care of someone's special needs, Father God. You know, hallelujah, you know what each and every one of us on this phone, you know what we need, even if it's not us, but even some a family member that's, hallelujah, connected to someone that's on the phone. You know the needs, Father. Look upon their special needs in the name of Jesus and help us, Father God, do like you always do. Hallelujah. Lift up the burden down. Strengthen the weak in heart, mind, and spirit. Give strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your blessing. Now we ask, Father God, that you go with us and stand by us. And Father God, help us, hallelujah, to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue, Father God. Let these scriptures, let them, this lesson, let it be in our minds and in our hearts, and letting someone know that you're still healing, you're still delivering, and you're still setting free. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to get the victory. Somebody's going to get the victory.
Yes.
God's gonna do it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know when it's gonna
be.
Do it for me.